sun prevails on the mountains, one prevails on the sea, one prevails made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One prevails on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
this is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight from Hallelujah Acres right here in the beautiful Smoky Mountains of East Tennessee. Glad to have you aboard. We've got an announcement right up front to make. We're going to begin our festival tomorrow, beginning around 1 p.m. at Murphy, North Carolina. We invite you to come out and join us and be with us in the beautiful Smoky Mountains here in this beautiful area. It is wonderful. Right on the Hiwassee River. And ladies and gentlemen, we know that we're in the last days. We're going to talk to you tonight, part six. And we're going to dwell tonight. We've been talking to you about the Father and the Son. And tonight we're going to talk to you about the Holy Spirit. We're going to bring Him in here and see who the Holy Spirit is. Now, the Messiah talked in the New Testament, the one you call Jesus in the New Testament, talked about the Comforter, promised that He would send the Comforter, which He said, I will come to you. Now, if He would send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, then the Father and the Son would return, not as the Father or as the Son, but as the Holy Spirit, which is identified as the Comforter. Now, this one thought that we're going to give you tonight is in this scripture. If you see the picture that we've tried to paint of the eternal Creator laying aside His garments of majesty and holiness and becoming visible in the body of the Messiah, that is, the Christ or the Anointed of God, that God sent Himself as His arm, as water, as the manna, and many other forms, He appeared to us today as a spirit. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. Read with me, if you will. here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are you in the Messiah, Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He's made visible to us in the body of flesh. He does not cease from being God, the eternal creator. Why? Because we simply could not see him clothed with his hidden divinity, like I said. Behind the eyes of the visible flesh man was the eternal Father visiting earth in the personage of a person who, now we're going to give you a scripture to confirm that. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, Philippians 2 and 5. And verse 6, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that God is above the Father, or the Son is lower than the Father, you're wrong. Because the manifestation of his wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption made visible the flesh body through the invisible spirit called the Holy Ghost or the Comforter. Now, and in Hebrew it's called the Ruach, who being in the very nature of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. First, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. Or, who, though he was God, listen now, did not demand his rights as a human being to revert back to being God so that he might escape the suffering set before him, because we know that he laid aside his divinity and became a true man. 100% man. And yet, at his own will, at his own discretion, he became truly God. Now, John 4:24, God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, you're none of his. Now, let me repeat that. If any man, what? Know you not that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the Spirit of God is not the Spirit of Christ, and there's only one Spirit, and by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, how are we going to escape the realization that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost is only one person in fulfilling the nature of first the Holy Spirit and then the Father's role, that the Father overshadowed Mary. She was impregnated by the eternal Spirit, and out of that came a flesh body of that encounter. Listen to this now. That in John, we see that his earthly ministry as flesh, when it was about over, the Messiah said that in his Father's house would be the place where he would receive our redeemed nature unto himself, reconciling the world for God. Listen to me well. For God. God is a spirit now. For God, the Spirit, was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Now listen to this. John 14:3. If I go away, I will go away and I will prepare a place for you. And if I come again, I will receive you unto myself, not another now. If I go away, that's the man-made flesh. That's where the eternal Godhead now permanently dwells in a flesh body. God was in Christ. You see that? Now, do not buy into the false doctrine of a Trinity that says, oh, yeah, they were the same person, but they were separate. Ladies and gentlemen, the Father sent the Son. The Son said, the Father that sent me is with me. Now, where would they be separate? God, the Eternal Spirit, was indeed in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. In his earthly ministry as flesh, when it was about over, he said, I will go to prepare a place for you in John 14:2. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, causative verb to be, haya eliashur haya, I will, if I come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. John 14:3. I am is not we are. I'm going to repeat that. I am is not we are. Now, I want you to think about the human nature of the flesh man was the door. Remember he said, I am the gate. And this gate is an understanding through which you can realize the true nature as the Father was in the Son reconciling the world unto himself. The Messiah, Jesus, did not give us instructions, but that we would come to his Father and his nature by identifying with his obedient, subservient Son nature. When we pass through that door, which is the gate, we are in the house, but the door and the house are two different things and two different manifestations. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. John 14:4. Thomas said unto him, Yahweh, or Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? John 14:5. Now listen what he said. And the Messiah said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. Did you see this? The Messiah leaves no doubt about the existence of both the dual nature as both God and man when he told Thomas, if you had have known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. John 14:7. Philip said unto him, Lord, Yahweh, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. John 14:8. Listen to what the Messiah said. And Jesus, the Messiah, Yahweh Shua in the flesh body, said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He that has seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? John 14:9. Believest thou not? Now here is the key. In the 10th verse, I want you to mark it in your Bible. Believest not that I am in the Father. Now, hear me well now. Believest not that I am in the Father and the Father in me. Now, if they weren't the same Spirit, then he would have had two different spirits in him. And when you receive him, he said, if you receive me, you receive him that sent me. Oh, you understand that? Otherwise, you would have two different spirits in you. And you know that that is not the way that the Bible would teach you in any form or fashion. So when you've got God in you, Christ in you is the hope of glory. When you have the Holy Ghost in you, it is God in you, the hope of glory. When you have Jesus, the Messiah, in you, you have God the Father, Yahweh, in you. So God the Father is the Messiah in a flesh body, reconciling the world unto himself through the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. Now listen to this one. Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. John 14:11. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Now, what did he mean? Where did he go unto his Father? Well, the Father is a spirit. The Father overshadowed Mary and got a flesh body. So when the Messiah departed this life in his flesh body, the Holy Ghost that rose him up after the third day is the same spirit that he's coming back in that body of flesh to reconcile the world unto himself. Now, every knee's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Notice this. The power of the Holy Spirit is available now because the Messiah has returned to the power and glory. He said, all power has given unto me. Matthew 28:19. All power. And by this, when he got this power, he's making it available to you in the nature of the Spirit, which is the Father and the Son. And the definite role is, I am both Father and I am a Son. Now the Messiah hath been both a Father and Son among his disciples. He led them to build a family name. Now, notice this now. When he returned to his glory, the apostles would feel destitute or like orphans who had lost their father. The Messiah promised that he would not leave them permanently, but would rather come to them in a spirit. Go tarry at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Now, when he went back to the Father, he went back to the Spirit. And when the Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, it was both the Father and the Son, one Spirit, baptizing them into one body. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. So, God, the eternal Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, was in that body of flesh. And he gave us the right to be called the sons of God. Notice this one. I'm going to pray in John 14:16. I love the 14th chapter of the book of John. Ladies and gentlemen, in 1956, I was laying in an army barracks in Norfolk, Virginia. Actually, it was down in Fort Eustis, which is just right outside of Norfolk. I was laying there on my bunk one night, and I had a flashlight. I was ashamed to read the Bible in front of the other soldiers. But I read this scripture in John, in chapter 14, and where it said, I will come to you. I needed a comfort. I was away from home, just a country boy. I needed a comforter. And this is the first time that I ever felt the love of the Holy Spirit embrace me and wrap its loving arms around me in such a way that it captured my heart and my soul. And when I came out of the service in 1958, by 1960, I was fully, fully given my heart to my Father. Now notice this. This is a powerful scripture. I hope that you get it. As we build a family name, the whole family in heaven and earth is in this name, according to Philippians 2:8-9. I will pray the Father, or I will pray the Spirit, and He will give you another a comforter, that He, not us, not we, but He, singular, that He may abide with you forever. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, that comforting spirit that I felt in 1956 has never left me. I have felt His comfort and His love and His joy unspeakable, and it is full of glory. If I didn't have that tonight, I would be, of all men, most miserable. And I pray, if you're lonely, if you're disillusioned with the world, if you've tried the things of the world and you don't get any comfort, I pray that you ask for this comforter that I'm preaching about tonight. And the way you get this comforter is to repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, that you might receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, Acts 2, verse 38. Now, here is the most powerful, it's a very powerful scripture. I'm going to give it to you right now, and it's the 17th verse, as we study in the book of John 14. Even, now the comforter will abide with you forever, which is John 14:16. Even the Spirit of Truth. See, the comforter is the Spirit of Truth, and it will start you out as a little baby. All that little tender steps I took. How I desired the simplicity of the milk of the Bible. I couldn't understand the great mysteries. And when a little babe is just born into the world, you can feed it a steak. I wasn't on meat. And I was on milk, and I was very unskillful in the Word of God. The Spirit of Truth didn't dawn on me. It has to grow. It has to be exercised. You have to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. And then you begin to grow up like a calf that is sucking on the breast of the love of the Father, which is the eternal Spirit dwelling in you, noted here in John 14 as the Comforter. And the Messiah said, I will come to you. I will come to you because I go unto my Father, and if I go away, I will come to you again in a comforting way. Now here's why He's going to come. To give you the Spirit of Truth. Verse 17. To give you the Spirit of Truth whom the world cannot receive. Oh my, because it seeth Him not. I don't understand this great mystery. And neither do they know Him. But you, my children, that I have taught and I have given you this message, but you know Him, not them, for He dwelleth, He, singular, dwelleth in you. And shall be in you, John 14:17. I will not, listen now, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, John 14:18. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want peace, if you want joy, if you want the understanding, if you want the truth, there is a terrible price to pay for truth. But what if you gained the whole world and denied the truth? What would you give in exchange in place of the truth, when the only thing you have is tradition and the ways of man, and full well, the Bible says you reject the commandments of Yahweh and the comforter which comes from it to keep your own tradition. Now, the comforter is described, the spirit, as apokalosis, which is the Greek number in the Strong's, 3875. Parakalokos, an intercessor, a consoler, an advocate. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. Now listen to that. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That's what it says in John 2 and 1. Read it for yourself. You want the comforter? You want the truth of who the Father and Son was? See, this is the revelation that gives you comfort. Once you see the oneness, you've passed from death into life. Because you begin to love the one that chose you before the foundation of the world, that he would have the love for you to come and set aside his majesty and robe himself and veil himself in a body of flesh and unwrap his very essence of understanding through the comforter when he rose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. I will, John 14:26. Now listen to me well. This is a very important scripture. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, or the Ruach, or the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit. Some people don't like the word Holy Ghost. They say, oh, that's a spook. A ghost is a spook. Well, it's signifying that the Holy Ghost, when bloweth where it listeth, and you can't tell from which it came, or its shape. That's a spirit. And like I say, that is Strong's number, Greek, 3875. Parakalokos, an intercessor, a consoler, an advocate, a comforter. But he, the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Now wait a minute. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, John 5:43, the Son said, I am come in my Father's name. So the Father's name and the Son's name is the same name, just like the Father and the Son are the same Spirit. And by one Spirit, and by one Comforter, we're all baptized, and by one name, in the name of Yahweh. Now listen to this one. John 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Now, he had to go away before he could come. And when he came back as the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost, the same person, as a spirit dwelling in you to give you the comforter, according to John chapter 16, verse 7. Notice again. I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But listen to this. If I depart, I, not we, not the Father, not the Son, but I, the Father and the Son, I, not we or them, I will send the Comforter unto you. John 16 and 7. How plainer can you get? As we conclude tonight's message, ladies and gentlemen, in this sense of who is the Father, who is the Son, and who is the Holy Ghost, as Proverbs 30 and verse 6 says, if I'm a father, where is my glory? And if I be a son, where is my honor? What is my name and what is my son's name, if you can tell? You see, the truth is going to set you
one name, we're all baptized into one body. And Peter said in Acts 4, 11 and 12, there is none other name given under heaven. And the Father said, I will send the Comforter to you in my name. Oh, my. And very, very, and very clearly, he said that this other Comforter would be Father and Son as pure or Holy Spirit. He said it was the same Spirit which presently dwells with them after Pentecost, the same another would dwell in them. And from Paul, we understand that we would live in the heart, the mind, and the spirit of the believer through the Word. Therefore, the Messiah, Christ Jesus, is the Comforter and the Holy Spirit. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't this wonderful? Praise Yahweh. I feel very much in here. I feel this great Comforter that I felt since 1956. Yeah, it took 30 years for this Comforter to lead me into the revelation of the true name. I pray that it don't take you 30 years to get this revelation. If I'd have heard this preacher preaching on the radio in 1963, I would have not hesitated 1 minute to enhance this Comforter and step into the great and the most magnificent name in the planet, Yahweh, in a flesh body, made flesh for the Comforter which he gave me and started me out as a baby. And you've got to crawl before you can walk. And you've got to walk before that you can run. And you've got to run before you can fly. And when this Comforter lifts you up and gives you understanding and it brings forth fruit, and when we are in the flesh, according to Romans 7 and 5, we were doing the motions of the flesh, which were by the law, which works in our members, to bring forth fruit unto death. Now we're bringing forth fruit as the children of the one in whom we are married to. And by one Spirit, we became birthed into the age of enlightenment through the Holy Ghost, which is a true comforting Spirit. Now, what is a Spirit? The word another is different, as if it would be from the Spirit of Christ, who is another, to a fuller level of life, that we became married to the Spirit, which is Christ in you, and as such we bring forth fruit, that means offspring, from our husband and not from another person, or the God family, as we call it, who would be different in a human sense. The fruit of Spirit is the fruit of a Christ who proceedeth once again as the pure and the Holy Spirit. For by the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is long-suffering, is gentleness, is goodness, which is faith, mercy, and hope. In Galatians 5:22, as it displays the fruits of the Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful. Now, notice the Word would proceed from the Father. The Word was made flesh. It came from the Father. It was killed, and then the Father, the Eternal Spirit, got in that body of flesh, rose it back to life, and he said, Behold, I am the first and the last, and beside me is no other God. I am coming back in this body of flesh as the fullness of the Godhead. I will take my throne of Matthew 25:31. I will sit there, and I will judge my sheep to the right hand and the goats of unbelief, of rejection, of tradition, of a seem right way, and I will say to them on my right hand, Come, blessed of my Father. Oh, blessed of what is the Father? The Spirit. Come, blessed of the Spirit, enter into the place that I prepared for you from the foundation of the world, because I've come back to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. When the Spirit of truth, that mental disposition of the mind of the Mighty One, it proceeds from the Father. It's identical to the one we call Jesus and his statement that I will send the Comforter to you. Ladies and gentlemen, that comes only in the mighty and the most magnificent name of Yahweh. Now, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I know I got the Comforter, but I wasn't in the name of Yahweh. I was in Jesus' name, or I was in Jehovah's name, or I was in... ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. It's not a sin for you not to know the Father, but it would be a terrible sin for the Father not to know you. Now, you didn't find him because he wasn't lost. He found you lost and blind, although you were screaming for the Father, although you were calling upon the Father, and you were using a host of names, Lord, God, Jesus, Christ, Jehovah. You used every name in the bag to try to find the Comforter. And finally, the Comforter comes and begins to lead you into all the truth, and whom the world cannot receive, because it neither knoweth the Father or the Son, will not accept the Father and the Son as the Comforter that dwells in you. Now, notice this. Believest not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The works which I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. You see that? He doeth the works. John 14:10. Believest not that I am in the Father? They want to know where he's at. He said, I'm in the Father. Well, where's the Father? Well, he said, the Father's in me. Can you see this? I pray, Holy Father, Yahweh, right now, take this anointed message of grace, of love, and power, and a sound mind, and place it within a comforting realm of those who have struggled to find you, to those who have sought you, to those who have fasted, and those who have prayed, and those who have earnestly contended for the faith. Bring this powerful, holy Comforter that you said, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, it shall testify of me. John 15:26. And it says, every one that learns of the Father is going to come to me. That's what the Messiah said. Everyone that learns of the Father, you will bear witness, because you have been with me from the very beginning. John 15:27. Now, where was the beginning at? Before the foundation of the world. I am. You are. You was yesterday, you were today, and you are forever. If a man believe in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of water, and I'll give him eternal life, and he shall never perish, and neither shall he die. John 16:4. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, that you may remember that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you, in John 16:4. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. You see, he had to go before he could come back. And why he had to go away was because he needed to glorify himself with the glory that he had with the eternal spirit before he ever manifested in the flesh. That was a systematic joining of the Father and the Son being the same person in one body of flesh where he dwells now. But these things I have told you, John 16 and 4. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you, John 16 and 7. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment, John 16 and 8. The Holy Spirit is a he. It's not a we. It is a he. The Holy Spirit is both Father and Son in one flesh body dwelling in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of him. And when you get the Spirit of truth, when it's come, now listen to me well, albeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, it will guide you into all truth. Holy Father, I pray right now, let this Holy Spirit that I'm preaching, let it become a guide and a foundation, that it would comfort the weak and strengthen those who need the comforting spirit of the Holy Spirit. Let this truth, howbeit when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come, John 16 and 13. The Spirit of truth, when it's come, it's going to guide you. He came unto me in 1956. I felt that comforter. But ladies and gentlemen, it took 30 years for me to mature. It took 30 years for me to find the true name of the Creator. Oh, what a liberating sense of joy and peace swept over me. A greater comforter. If you love me, keep my commandments. He shall glorify me, for he will receive of mine, and he will shew it to you. John 16 and 14. And all things that the Father has are mine. In other words, all things that are in the Spirit belong to me. Therefore I said, he shall take of mine. Now when he said, the Father, all things that the Father hath are mine, he shall take of mine and will show it to you, proving that the Father was the Son manifesting in a flesh body, and the Father was the Son manifesting in a flesh body, joining himself through the comforting Spirit of truth, which is to come, which is to show you all things, which is to guide you, which is to work in you, which is to give you power and a sound mind, and to become victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and everything that Satan can throw at you as an obstacle in your path to keep you from getting the comfort that you deserve through the Holy Spirit. Oh my, I really feel it tonight. Praise Yahweh. Therefore, all things are mine, and I will take of mine and will show it unto you. Mine and mine is the same one. Showing it to you is the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and verse 8. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Now, look again, if you will. Just as God the Father was an invisible spirit, he was audible through the vocal cords of the flesh body of the Messiah. Are you understanding what I'm telling you? God in Christ. Using the natural vocal cords to cry out, you both know me. You know from which I came. I did nothing strange among you. I did the works of a mighty God. I did the works of an everlasting Father. I did the works of the Prince of Peace. And my name is above every name. And if you will not submit to my name, then you reject the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive because they hate the magnificent name that you come in, that he came in. If they hate me, he said, they will hate you. If they love me, they will love you. And if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You're Israel. Mark 12:29. Yahweh is one. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody's praying for me tonight. Praise Yahweh. Coming to you live right here from Hallelujah Acres in East Tennessee, right in the heart of the Smoky Mountains, ladies and gentlemen, right here tonight, with the promise of the Comforter, with those things that we seek, and the Father, who is God, is pure Holy Spirit. He used the mouth of his indwelled body to speak his words, which were spirit and life. In the same way, the Spirit will proceed from the Father and Son, which is the one that we call Lord, or the one that we call God, or the one that we call Jesus, or the one that we call Jehovah, or the one that we call Yahweh, which is his divine holy name, symbolic of God blowing his breath, the Neshama, through his lips, became a double-edged sword in order to speak to the word. The spirit of the passage is not a person separated from Christ. Rather, the spirit is the invisible means of Christ to breathe upon his disciples, as it's noted, as he did in the prophets, as it's recorded in 1 Peter 1:11, to inspire or to inspirit them with his own words in the passage of the spirit is the spirit of truth. He is the wisdom that cannot speak of himself, but as Christ's own spirit, he will speak the words as his flesh did, as God incarnate, as he come to manifest in a body of flesh, manifesting as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And because he made that powerful point, you need to have the Comforter, which he said, I will send to you the Holy Spirit of promise, Christ in you, the hope of glory. My. I will not leave you comforters. John 14:18. Praise Yahweh. The Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, his name would be called Yahweh in a flesh body. He shall teach you all things. It will bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever that he says unto you, according to John 14:26. And here's the promise of the Comforter. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Acts 26:15. And he spoke to him in Acts 26:14 in the Hebrew tongue, so he couldn't say Jesus. He had to say, I am Yahweh, whom you persecute. And Paul, astonished, said, Yahweh, what would you have me to do? And he said, go to a place called Straight. Get on Straight Street, ladies and gentlemen, tonight. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Yahweh, as it said in Acts 2:38, and in Acts 26:18, you need to hear and be converted, and in Acts 2:38, you repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, you shall receive the Holy Ghost, and you will receive forgiveness of sins, inheritance, sanctified by faith in truth, which comes to you in the divine name of Yahweh. Now, let me say this tonight with qualifications. He came that he might sanctify you with his own blood. Now, I'm going to repeat that. Yahweh the Spirit, the one you call Jesus, came that he might sanctify you with his own blood. God came to shed his blood in a flesh body. And God's own eternal blood, shed through the flesh body of the Son, it was left as a constant reminder that no longer would we have to offer up an animal sacrifice on behalf of our sins. That through his own blood once and forever, he would offer up the eternal blood in his name forever. Because Paul said that neither had I received this message by man, neither was I taught, but it came by the revelation of the Messiah, Galatians 1 and 12. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, and ladies and gentlemen, people are gathering in tonight in Murphy, North Carolina, getting ready for the festival tomorrow. We've got people already in from different areas, and they're gathering in, getting ready for tomorrow when we launch the Festival of Tabernacles here on the full moon, which begin tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, we will worship Yahweh in truth and in spirit. And oh my, and when he had fallen to the earth, I want you to fall down to the earth. Make you a temple of earth and fall upon it on your face. And hear this voice speaking, which is the comforter. And Paul said, I hear a voice speaking to me in the Hebrew tongue, saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Is it hard for you to kick against the brick? And I said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Yahweh. Yahweh in the flesh body, and Yahweh in the spirit body, now visiting Paul through the Holy Ghost and Comforter, said, go to a street called Straight, and there a man named Ananias, with the radiance of God's glory upon his life. I will speak to Ananias, and he shall lay hands upon you in the name of Yahweh. You will repent. He will baptize you in the name of Yahweh, and you will receive this child, which is born unto you, which walked the earth for 33 years, in the name of Yahweh. I come in my Father's name, he said, and he will become the Son of Redemption. He will become the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. For he will reign over the house of Jacob Israel forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end, according to Luke 1:33. And there the Comforter, which is the Spirit, will abide with you forever, in John 14:16. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, and neither doth it know of him, but he will dwell in you, and shall be in you, and Christ in you is the hope of glory. And if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of the Father, then you definitely are none of his. Remember, he came as a flesh man, and stood in the midst of them, according to Matthew 18:20, and he returned as the Spirit of the Father, in Acts 2 and 4. Oh, it's wonderful. He's the fullness of the Godhead, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2 and 9. Where is your Father? And the Messiah said, you neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. John 8:19. And he said unto them, you are from beneath, and I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world, John 8:23. And John 8:24, as I close it out here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, getting ready for the festival tomorrow, I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. As we gather in a conference, in the festival, I'll be live tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, Eastern Standard Time, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturday night, sponsored by Brother Mark and Audrey. Tonight I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. I love these great men of the faith and their tremendous sacrifice to sponsor Pastor Buddy on the radio, that you might hear these scriptures. For he said, I am the Father, and the Father is in me. And you should believe that, John 14:11. And he said to me, it is done. I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the first of the fountain of water of life freely, Revelation 21:6. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son, and I will dwell in him. Fidelity of the Spirit of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient that I go away. And that is in for 2,000 years. He's coming soon in bodily form with the wounds in his hand and the piercing in his side and the foot, the nail prints in his feet to walk once more among his children. And those that have believed him, those that have repented, and those that have confessed his name, he has sent the promise of the Father as he said, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high, as is recorded in Luke 24:49. I've enjoyed being with you, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight has been so wonderful. And tomorrow night, we will, again meet with you, like I said, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, around the world on WWRB, where tonight we're being simulcast also on internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a marvelous tool. For those of you who have computers and you can download the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, brought to you by the many, many brothers and sisters that support Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I love every one of you. And may God's wonderful grace, through Christ in you, the hope of glory, may he give you manifold blessings of fruit. May you live to see your grandchildren set upon your knee to the second and third generation. May Yahweh and his grace shine upon you. May he comfort you. For he that denieth the Father and the Son are those who do not know that the Father and the Son are the same person, dwelling in the Godhead of a physical body where God now dwells. He will be there forever, and he will be among his brethren, as it is said in 1 Timothy 3:16, the first scripture I started 6 hours ago on this message. I will conclude tonight. For without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. God was justified in the spirit. God was seen of angels. God was preached to the Gentiles. God was breathed on in the world. And God was received up into glory, who said, if I go away, I will send the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the Father's Spirit and the Son's Spirit, which is the same Spirit dwelling in you. Well, Yahweh bless you is my prayer for you tonight. Now remember, let me repeat, tomorrow at 1 o'clock approximately in Murphy, North Carolina, we will be gathering in festival. You can call Pastor Buddy on his cell phone, area code 423-259-0606 for further information. You can call me here tonight live at Hallelujah Acres, area code 423-338-1972. And we will receive your call tonight. If you would like to call, if you have any questions about our messages, if you'd like to have this full 6-hour teaching on the Father, just simply write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now if you'd like to call me, that will be area code 423-338-1972. If you'd like to call my cell phone, tomorrow in Murphy, North Carolina. You can call me on location in Murphy, North Carolina after 1 p.m. at area code 423-259-0606. May Yahweh bless you. May he take a liking to you. May he send you the comforter of the Holy Spirit, and may you be guided in all knowledge through the love of the Father, made visible through a flesh body, to dwell in your heart richly through faith. Ladies and gentlemen, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So why don't you just come on into the great name of Yahweh? Why don't you let him manifest in your life as the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace? I'll see you tomorrow night on Live WWRB 3.185, clear channel around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. Tonight I love you, and I'll see you.